Hey, I'm Heath, and I have some opinions. Why should you listen to me? You shouldn't.
Warning, Heath's opinions are unpopular and not facts. If you become offended at any time during this podcast, eat it.
Welcome back to Heath's Unpopular Opinion. Today, it's the outside episode, because I'm outside on the front porch. Because it is actually way nice outside and way better than my freaking negative 40 degree room. I can't control it because my dad's over the thermostat. So you may or may not hear a little pig next door because our neighbors have two little piggies and one of them's named Demetria. Man, but I know it's all in your minds. What was Heath doing last night? Well, let me tell you, I was playing Animal Crossing and trying to wrap my brain around how Steve from Minecraft is now in Super Smash Brothers. Yeah, that's actually a thing. Look it up if you don't believe me. I'm still in shock, therefore I don't have an opinion about it yet. But other opinions I have today are things like such as this. If I could be any fictional character, who would I be? I bet a lot of you people out there would choose someone like, oh, I want to be Luke Skywalker because he has the Force. But the problem with that is he has way too much responsibility on his hands. If I had to be anyone, I would be one of those insanely fat people on the by and large ship from Wall-E who drinks all of their food in cups and drives around in those motorized chairs all day. That's 100% who I would be. Sounds like a blast, and you're out in space. I don't even know if they knew that they were out in space or not, but I think that's honestly just super cool. It would either be that guy, or I would be an earthbender off of Avatar, The Last Airbender. It's because I always thought that is literally the coolest thing ever. And earthbending is the way coolest because you can make like little huts or like dig a really big hole if you wanted to. Yeah, just totally dig people's graves for them while you're fighting them. I always, yeah, definitely the best one. Let's see, next question. Is ketchup a smoothie?
No.
That is honestly kind of puke material. I don't even want to think about that. What would that even be a smoothie with? I mean, it's just tomatoes, right?
No, there's vinegar and... there's salt.
I was about to say
classic smoothie ingredients.
I was about to say, I was like, man, what if you just put ice in there and loads of tomatoes with the vinegar and salt? But I was like, hold on a minute. If there's ice in the blender to make it chilled, I mean, we do put it in the refrigerator. I hope you put your ketchup in the refrigerator. So maybe in a weird kind of dimension, it is a smoothie. Is mustard a smoothie? Is relish a smoothie? Are all condiments smoothies?
No, they're asking that because tomato is technically a fruit.
Oh. Well, I'm against all fruit. So you just shouldn't drink smoothies anyway.
It's the healthiest way or the best way to get your fruit.
Bingo.
Besides pineapple on pizza.
Oh, man. But pineapple is probably my favorite fruit. And you know what is actually the worst fruit out of all the abominations that are considered fruit? Pears.
What?
No one eats pears. Name one person you've seen eating a pear in the last year of your life.
Well.
Bingo. Yeah, pears are freaking disgusting.
They're like gross apples.
Yeah, and apples like even aren't that good. I mean, you just sit there and you're literally breaking your teeth and breaking your back trying to bite into this apple that literally just gets this weird tasteless juice all over your face and all down your shirt.
I think the last time I actually ate an apple was 2017, October 4th, the day I got my braces off.
You celebrated with eating an apple?
Yeah, because I couldn't eat apples, because I used to like them a lot. But then I took a bite, and I was like, I didn't miss much.
You didn't learn your lesson, so you need braces again.
Yeah, exactly.
But man, ketchup being a smoothie. I'm going to have to go with yes. Oh. The more I keep thinking about it, it kind of makes sense. If you have brain malfunctions, well, I guess that's me. So yeah, I don't know. The one thing I can relate to with this is one time I took a BuzzFeed quiz and it was trying to guess my age on the amount of ketchup I used in my daily life. And I honestly don't even remember what the I don't even remember what age it thought I was, because I was having so much fun with the quiz in itself. But man, yeah, you should definitely all go take that quiz.
That was your first mistake, is you were on a BuzzFeed quiz.
I was in a Mexican restaurant waiting for my food to come, and it was taking forever. So I just resorted to that. But it was worth it. Dang good food. Should I talk about Mexican food next?
Yeah,
no one asked for it. Okay.
Full send.
Mexican food. Okay. They low-key need to chill on some of that spicy salsa stuff. It's like some of that stuff just doesn't even have flavor. It just burns my little white tongue. It hurts. They know that I can't handle that stuff. Unless they just like to see little white boys cry. Then they're doing a good job. But yeah.
That's why white people like guac, because it's got no flavor.
Hey, yes it does. Guac is the bomb, and it sounds awesome. Like, going to get some guacamole. Like Play-Doh. Oh my gosh. I don't know how many times I have to publicly fire you on this show, but you're fired.
I mean, I like Play-Doh.
Yeah, did you know it was actually a typo with Play-Doh that their motto, fun to play with, not to eat, was supposed to be reversed? Fun to eat, not to play with. But then it was people like you who had to flip it around.
They're like, we'll just make it into guac.
No, but yeah, I love Mexican food because, I mean, it's like, daggum. You know whenever you go to like Five Guys and they bring you peanuts, which is kind of a cool idea, but the peanuts are never even salted, so you're just like, why is this even a thing? The pinnacle of that idea is bringing chips and salsa to your table. And I honestly enjoy that a lot. And chimichangas are probably one of the best foods out there. It's just like a little fried present you get delivered to you. And it just doesn't stop giving. Yeah, I love chimichangas. But actually, other question. How do they fry ice cream? I've never had that. How does that even work?
You know, I've never eaten it either. But what I hear is they just take ice cream and they fry it. I have no idea.
Dadgummit. Zero help.
And you know us, we're not going to go look it up. So just give your opinion on what you think happens to it.
Fried ice cream. Okay. Well, I think it's like this. You get a whole mother load, one of those big, like, 2-gallon tubs that no one ever buys except for your kid's birthday party at Chuck E. Cheese, which is another unpopular pair I'm going to talk about later. It's Chuck E. Cheese, because Chuck E. Cheese is actually freaking the bomb. I'm writing that down so I don't forget. The opposite. Heck no. Because it can't be an unpopular opinion if everyone thinks Chuck E. Cheese is bad. So I gotta say Chuck E. Cheese is great. Chuck E. Cheese. Okay. That'll come at a later time. But anyway, they take these giant gallons. And then they just shove it in the fried ice cream. And then it's just this weird melted slop. Kind of like how ketchup is a smoothie. But what they do is they take it out of the tub. They do the swirly, swirly, swirly on the little chocolate machine. And then they, is that how that works? You just melt it and then you refreeze it? Like a Choco Taco? Is that how those are made?
I don't think so.
You just, be right. You just dip it in a giant boiling vat of... what is that stuff called? What's that fancy melted cheese called?
Queso?
That was not what I was thinking of. But there you have it, people. That's how
you... Oh, you mean Velveeta?
Oh, God. Velveeta is liquid garbage, not liquid gold. Ugh. But maybe that is how that works. You just dip. That's how they make fried ice cream, people. We're going to leave that alone. They dip. They dip. ice cream into boiling Velveeta. And then take it out and serve it to you. It's the only thing hot enough to withstand the glory of fried ice cream. But here we go. The real highlight. The real big question of this episode. Are my thoughts on the supposed superstition of the existence of Bigfoot? People, I've had a relationship, ongoing relationship, on and off romantically, ever since I was 8. I heckin' love Bigfoot. Man, if you knew me in middle school, every summer project, every presentation I gave was about how real Bigfoot is. I got a heck of a load of crap for it. And everyone's like, this is weird, man. This is baloney. I was like, man, one day you're going to regret that. I can share with you some stats I remember right now as a young kid. There have been lots of signs of Bigfoot, obviously, but they've been in all countries of the world. Even Antarctica people have seen Bigfoot. He can come in many different shapes and many different colors. There have been signs of black Bigfoot, white Bigfoot, brown Bigfoot, and some, the rare, elusive red Bigfoot. People have seen ones that look more masculine. People have seen ones that look more feminine. People have seen herds of Bigfoot with little babies, like little baby families of Bigfoot going around. I'm not making this up. This is the real stuff. And, there's actually a website. I don't know if it still exists because I think I last looked at it when I was, like, in seventh grade. But it was called Bigfoot Locator. And you can also see the sightings of Bigfoot that were reported in the area where you live. It's definitely worth looking into. But heck yeah. I mean, I don't know what Bigfoot is. I don't know where he came from. But that doesn't mean he don't exist. It's like your favorite celebrities. You've never seen them. But they exist. Or do they?
That's insightful, Heath. I never even thought about it like that.
Heck yeah. I was going to say God, but I was like, this is going to become too controversial. But yes, Bigfoot is real. I have always wanted to see him. I've always wanted to touch him. It's like, Bigfoot, if you're listening to this podcast out there, I swear, man, if you want to hang out for a little bit, you can message me, and I promise I won't tell any of your secrets to anybody. I promise. Please. It just takes 4 seconds to send me a message. You probably haven't hung out with anybody in like 3 bajillion years. Give it a shot, bro. But the one memory that I do have that still makes me sad is I remember this one time. It was like a few months after my birthday 1 year. And my dad's like, hey, I want to tell you something. I was like, okay. And he said, a few months ago, I called a man in Washington who sold Bigfoot casts. And, like, that he would go find out in the woods. And I ordered you one. I was like, no way. No, you didn't. Nuh-uh. You're about to be the coolest dad ever. And then he's like, but I got a call a few days ago that he literally has not found any footprints recently, and he hasn't been able to make any casts. So I got a refund. And from that moment on, he was not the greatest dad.
I'm crying, not laughing.
Oh, tragic. Still have to get one day. But if any of you have a random extra Bigfoot cast lying around, Bigfoot footprint cast, that would mean the world. If you just want to shoot that on over. My address is...
I was like, don't do it.
My address is 111 Bigfoot Podcast Lane Drive, Connecticut. Area code 666-6669. Well, everybody, I think that wraps it up for today. Thanks for listening. And make sure to join my Bigfoot Podcasting Club. We meet once a year on the winter solstice whenever it's a blood moon. Thank you, everybody, at the address I described. Love you all. See you later. Bye.